live, on air, online, and on the Highland Radio app. This is Highland Radio News.
It's 5 o'clock. This is the evening news on Highland Radio with Donal Kavanagh. In this bulletin, the Deputy Chief Medical Officer says schools are not as safe now as they were a number of months ago. Over 16,000 children have tested positive for COVID in the past 2 weeks. An immunovirologist says it's too early to say if the positivity rate in the country is stabilising, although the Taoiseach believes the figures are levelling off. The Housing Minister says work on the enhanced micro-redress scheme is almost finished. Ara O'Brien hopes to bring it to Cabinet next week. A Donegal man has passed away following a work accident in Manchester, and the Taoiseach says he will not interfere in a Garda investigation, but he wants to see the Brandon report published. Later in the bulletin, Oisin is here with sports news. That's coming up at around 5:15. But we begin with this evening's comments from the Deputy Chief Medical Officer, who says schools are not as safe now as they were a number of months ago. New figures show 16,500 children have tested positive for COVID-19 in the past 2 weeks. 24 clusters were identified in schools last week, compared to 16 the week before. Well, Dr. Owen Glynn says Neffet never said that schools were safe.
Fully accepted that schools are not as safe now as they were when incidence was lower a number of months ago. And no environment is as safe now as it was then. And we've said all along that when incidence is really high in the community, as it is at the moment, then schools are not as safe as they would otherwise be. We've never said that schools are a safe environment. We've said they're a lower risk environment.
The HSE's winter plan will see hospital admissions avoided unless absolutely necessary. In the past month, 1,000 elective surgeries have been cancelled across the country as hospitals deal with a fourth COVID surge. The head of the HSE, Paul Reid, told an Oireachtas committee the entire health system is under very serious pressure. He says they'll be using private hospitals to help address that.
We'll utilise it for supporting us in non-COVID care, supporting us in terms of potentially some elective care to keep that going. And particularly in terms of urgent care. We are also using some of ICU capacity. Right now we're using about 8 ICU beds in the private hospital system, can go up to about 12.
Well, 1,931 new cases of COVID-19 have been confirmed in Northern Ireland this afternoon. 4 people confirmed dead from the virus in the past 24 hours. 386 COVID patients in hospital north of the border, 36 of them in intensive care. In the Republic, 609 people with COVID were in Irish hospitals this morning, 130 of them in intensive care. Last night, there were 15 COVID patients in Letterkenny, 3 of them in ICU. The government is defending the handling of PCR testing amid a shortage in supply. Donegal is one of just 4 centres across the country that have some availability tomorrow. All but one centre was fully booked out today. The HSE says it's working to expand the capacity for testing. Well, an immunovirologist says it's too early to say if the positivity rate in the country is stabilising. It's after the Taoiseach Leo Varadkar said the figures and the case numbers are beginning to level off. With more, here's Ben Finnegan.
For the past 10 days, the positivity rate has been at a rolling average of 15%, 3 times what the WHO says is controlled. This is what DCU immunology professor Christine Nosher interprets from that figure.
Very difficult to tell whether, you know, the 15% positivity rate is actually a real rate, because people are having problems accessing testing and it is possibly discouraging them going for PCR testing at the moment. But it still tells us that the rate of COVID in our community is very, very high at the moment.
There's huge delays in getting a PCR test nationally, with 4 centres having availability tomorrow. Sinn Féin leader Mary Lou MacDonald has claimed in the Dáil that people are travelling 4 hours for a test. So was the Taoiseach premature in saying the figure is stabilising? UCC immunovirologist Liam Fanning believes so.
It's a little bit difficult and probably a slight dangerous to predict, but however, Taoiseach has said, I would think it's probably hopeful and just a little bit premature, but give us another week or 10 days and we'll definitely be able to see if the comments by the Taoiseach are correct. That, in other words, that they're levelling off or maybe even decreasing slightly.
The first wave and the third wave saw weekly positivity rates higher than what we're experiencing now, but at those times there were targeted testing.
Other news this evening, and the Housing Minister says work on the micro-redress scheme, the enhanced one, is almost finished and he's hoping to bring it to Cabinet next week. Ministers were to have considered proposals yesterday, but the new scheme wasn't ready. It's been delayed again as the government finances and finalises the details. Dara O'Brien says, though, the work is almost done.
I'm hoping to be able to bring the revisions to the scheme to Cabinet next Tuesday. We remain in contact with the working groups. Will residents know before Christmas? Absolutely. And I can tell you that, and all the different measures within it.
Donegal Councillor Frank McBurty Jr. has written to Taoiseach Micheál Martin seeking a meeting to discuss the need for a public inquiry into the mica issue. The Taoiseach told Deputy Thomas Pringle last evening in the Dáil that an inquiry would take years to organise and conclude. Councillor McBurty claims that Micheál Martin is running from what needs to happen. With more, here's Catherine Gaffney.
In his letter to the Taoiseach this afternoon, Councillor McBurty claimed that in his response to Deputy Pringle in the Dáil last evening, Mr Martin had once again shied away from a public inquiry. Councillor McBurty says the establishment of a tribunal is inevitable because of what he describes as the problems Mr Martin's government is facing in the courts. He says there's no way a tribunal can interfere with the due process of the courts, or the establishment of what the government is promising will be an enhanced redress scheme. Claiming that in 2001 a Fianna Fáil-led government sought to delay the establishment of the Morris Tribunal, Councillor McBurty says the Taoiseach's response yesterday was akin to Groundhog Day. Councillor McBurty concludes by requesting a meeting with the Taoiseach to discuss the mica issue, as well as a number of the issues raised in the Morris Tribunal. He says if Mr Martin does not do so, he will confront him publicly at a press conference in the future, with the eyes of the world's press watching.
A Donegal man has died in a work-related accident in Manchester. It's understood he was unloading a lorry last night when he became trapped. He was brought to a hospital in Manchester but was pronounced dead there a short time later. It's believed the 57-year-old was from West Donegal. Taoiseach Micheál Martin says he will not seek to interfere in a Garda investigation after he was urged to guarantee the immediate publication of the Brandon report into the alleged sexual abuse of residents at Ardgrania Court and the Sean O'Hearionet in Stranorer. The issue was raised in the Dáil this afternoon by the Sinn Féin President Mary Lou MacDonald, who claimed that Gardaí and the HSE, the two agencies charged with protecting people, are the ones who are blocking the report's publication.
It was, as is so often the case, the courage of a whistleblower that led to investigations by HICWA and An Garda Síochána investigating the abuse. 2 years after that, the abuser was relocated and the abuse started all over again. Deputy Doherty wrote to the former Minister for Health in 2016 to raise the issue of underreporting of abuse at the facility. He was told by Minister Harris that it was a matter for the HSE. And here we are many years later, and it is the HSE and the Gardaí who are now blocking publication of the full report. I share the view of Deputy Doherty and Minister Coveney that political input is needed to ensure that the unvarnished truth is published, and this needs to be transparent. Can I ask the Taoiseach to ensure that there is urgency now and that victims' family have full sight of this report this week?
In relation to the inquiry in terms of the appalling situation that occurred in Stranorler, and the Deputy saying the Gardaí are stopping the publication. Now, the Gardaí are the authorities in this country in terms of the law, prosecutions, the criminal law. Ordinarily, government doesn't interfere and tell the Gardaí don't pursue something or abandon your investigations. I do believe in the full truth being known, and I do believe the report should be published. My understanding is the Gardaí are indicating that the full publication could jeopardise their investigatory process, but ultimately those reports have to be published. And I think the families of all those who have suffered here need to be given the full information in respect of this case. It's a shocking situation.
Taoiseach Micheál Martin and the Sinn Féin President Mary Lou MacDonald in the Dáil this afternoon. An air quality expert says air pollution in Letterkenny is so bad that he's advising people not to exercise outside in the latter half of the evening. Last week, air quality sensors found Letterkenny one of a number of the towns in the country that were worst for air pollution. It's been claimed that despite a smoky coal ban, Letterkenny is seeing constant breaking of the rules. On the 9th of noon show today, chemistry professor at UCSE, John Soto, said the law has been broken and that must be addressed.
It's a bit like a drug addict relationship. You have the sellers and you have the users, and that's those who burn. They're both breaking the law. Now, there are problems in your area because of coal trafficking from the north. People simply just must not buy it. But on the other hand, your county council must start prosecuting alongside the EPA.
Agriculture and Marine Minister Charlie McConnellogue has rejected a claim from Donegal Deputy Thomas Pringle that the government has effectively given up on the Irish fishing industry. Deputy Pringle was speaking after Minister McConnellogue asked the Cabinet to approve a €66 million decommissioning scheme for the whitefish sector as part of a suite of measures to combat the effect of Brexit on quotas. Deputy Pringle says Minister McConnellogue would serve the industry better if he fought for more quota. Minister McConnellogue says he is doing that, suggesting it's somewhat ironic that Deputy Pringle is taking this position given that he had supported Brexit. Minister McConnellogue says the decommissioning scheme was suggested by the Fisheries Task Force, which includes representatives from the industry itself.
I put together the Fisheries Task Force, which has brought together all voices within the fisheries sector to put together a plan as to how we can best go forward, how we can best support the Irish sector domestically in terms of initiatives, and also how we can fight that battle at European level. One of the initiatives which the task force and all of those involved have advocated is the fact that we should have a decommissioning scheme, which would be voluntary for some who may wish to take it up. And they've all, and that's something which I am proceeding with, as well as indeed a tie-up scheme in terms of short-term supports which have had in place over the autumn. These are not initiatives which we would like to be taking, but nor indeed the sector would like to be taking, but indeed they are addressing the reality we have in relation to reduced fishing opportunity coming out of Brexit. Of course, alongside that, I continue to fight at every opportunity at European level, alongside our own fishing sector, to try and get a better deal for us.
Do you accept his point that effectively by introducing a decommissioning scheme, what the Irish state is doing is acknowledging that there isn't going to be more quota?
No, it's not. I fight every month at European level to try and improve the fish quota that we have. The Fisheries Task Force, which is made up of fisheries representatives, has put forward many options, which I am pursuing as well at European level to try and improve our position. So I've been very much guided by fisheries stakeholders themselves in relation to addressing the very difficult challenge we have coming out of Brexit in particular.
And that was Minister Charlie McConnellogue there.
Highland Sport is brought to you by Michael Murphy Sports and Leisure, Letterkenny. Get the Donegal GAA supporters gift box now at michaelmurphysports.ie.
5:15, good evening, Oisín Kelly.
Thanks, Donal. We start with soccer. Having agreed pre-contracts during the season with Derry City, the Brandywell club today formally completed the transfers of Michael Duffy and Patrick McElhinney from Dundalk. Both players left Derry in 2015 and have returned to the Candy Stripes looking to win trophies. It's been a busy few days for boss Rory Higgins, who also signed Will Patchen on Monday. McElhinney says winning a league and getting to Europe is where they want to go with Derry.
Me and Mike ourselves have spoke about it, you know, how special it would be to come back here and win trophies. Obviously, we've done it here before, but we haven't won the league, you know, and we haven't experienced getting the top end of European competition, and that has to be our goal, you know. If you have to set your standards that high for to be successful, I find, anyway. So, it would be a dream for us to come here and start winning trophies.
Michael Duffy has signed a 4-year contract with the Brandywell side. He says his best days can still be with Derry.
I know we've won a lot down at Dundalk, but I think if I came back here and won a league, I think it would top it all off. Like, it would be at the top for me. There's going to be pressure on us. I could get that. We need it, really, because of what we've done at Dundalk, and we're going to get that. But I'm confident myself, and I'm sure Patrick is too, that we can come back and, like, I can still see myself having my best days here. I know I've had good days down at Dundalk, but I feel like I can still have my best days of my career here.
Moving on to Champions League football, Manchester City know a positive result at home to Paris Saint-Germain this evening will secure their place in the last 16 of the competition. Pep Guardiola's side are a point clear off the French club at the top of their group, despite losing 2-0 to them in September. The City boss says getting to the knockout rounds is always a big achievement.
Every season is tougher to qualify for the group stage and go to the last 16. The opponents, the managers, the players, the competition is tougher and tougher. So to qualify for the club, absolutely so good for the players, and we're going to try.
Kickoff is at 8:00 tonight for that one. At the same time, Liverpool host Porto at Anfield. Jurgen Klopp's side, of course, have already secured their passage to the knockout stage with a couple of games to go. France and Real Madrid footballer Karim Benzema has been given a 1-year suspended jail term for attempted blackmail. A court in Versailles has found the 33-year-old complicit in the attempted blackmail of former teammate Mathieu Valbuena over a sex tape. Benzema, who has been fined €75,000, denies the allegations and will appeal the verdict. Is expected to feature for Real Madrid against Sheriff in the Champions League tonight. Just back to local soccer, and on the college's front today, the LYIT of Letterkenny defeated DCU in Dublin by 5-3. Pat Lockery stepped up with a hat-trick today. Liam Walsh and Joe Bradley Walsh also got in the score sheet. It was comfortable for the Letterkenny side at half-time. They were 4-1 up in that tie, and that one now all but secures a semi-final place for them with that result. In Gaelic games, James McCartan is set for a return as manager of the Down senior footballers. It's understood the two-time All-Ireland winner will have his appointment ratified tonight. McCartan previously guided the county to the 2010 All-Ireland final, where they lost to Cork. Armagh's Aidan O'Rourke will form part of the management team as a coach as well. Charities interested in being one of the beneficiaries for the 2022 Northwest 10K are invited to make their applications. The closing date for applications is next Tuesday, the 30th of November, and they can be sent to info@letterkennychamber.com. The 25th anniversary of the Run and Walk will take place on a new date next year, Bank Holiday Monday, May the 2nd in Letterkenny. To date, over €800,000 has been raised for over 30 charities during the time of the Northwest 10K. Finally, in snooker, Aaron Hill is out of the UK Championships. The Cork native lost to Thailand's Nopan Sinkim by 6-2 in York earlier today. Jared Green meets Kurt Mafflin later, while seven-time winner Ronnie O'Sullivan begins his campaign against Michael White this evening. That's your sport, Donal. We'll be back with more tomorrow morning after the 8:30 news.
Thank you very much indeed, Oisin. There's pressure on authorities in Northern Ireland to sanction a fresh inquest into the death of Michael Leonard. The Donegal man was shot dead by the RUC almost 50 years ago after a car chase close to the Fermanagh and Donegal border between Pettigo and Beleek on May 17, 1973. At the time, police claimed that Mr. Leonard, who was a disqualified driver, had failed to stop when he got into a car after leaving a shop, and a single shot was later fired during a chase. However, new evidence contradicts the single shot claim. Relatives met with government officials in recent days where they conveyed that a new inquest is necessary. That meeting was also attended by local councillor Micheál Nochtan.
We got a very positive response from the Department of Foreign Affairs. All we're looking for here is justice. I mean, Michael Leonard's father and mother went to their death without basically getting justice here. I don't want to see another member of the Leonard family or a sibling going to their death for justice for the family. It's very important, and basically what we're looking for basically is just a new inquest, because the information that was given at the last inquest was false and misleading, and also even the RUC officers did not attend that inquest.
Returning to the issue of MICA, and officials from the Department of Education are to meet with Donegal ETB over concerns relating to the effect of MICA on children. The issue was raised in the Dáil last night by Deputy Thomas Pringle, who says children are living under severe pressure and schools need to be able to respond to their needs. Donegal ETB has already written to the department requesting advice as to how to deal with the unique set of circumstances under which children living with MICA are faced. Deputy Pringle says there needs to be special supports in place for parents, teachers and children.
The extent that the ETB made a specific point in their briefing for TDs and outlined what they're doing and what they've made a submission to the department of, that's how worried they are about it. You know, and everything you've outlined here is very welcome, there's no doubt about that. But, you know, to say that the class programme is to Donegal ETB, that's been a rollout national programme right across the country. So that's dealing with issues that are already there. These are issues that are over and above that. Where schools and parents are extremely worried as what's happening, the impact that this is having on young people and children right across the board. So I would urge you to ensure that that meeting would take place very quickly, and that you would come back to the House and actually inform us and let us know what is actually happening in relation to that meeting, because that is vitally important, Minister.
Well, responding, Minister Norma Foley said she will set up a meeting to discuss these issues further.
I don't in any way take from the seriousness of the situation. I do have to reiterate, though, that in terms of, you know, and there has been a request around, we'll say, counselling services. That is a matter for the Department of Health. They do have responsibility for the provision of counselling services, and through the HSE primary care, psychology and child and adolescent mental health services, they do provide clinical support to children and young people with mental health needs. However, the other additionalities that might be in some way supportive, as I have already outlined, I have an openness to officials within my department meeting with the ETB, recognising that there is as I've said already, that there is a body of work that's there. There is a body of, measures in place. But I do have an absolute openness and a willingness to officials meeting with the ETB and hearing specifically from the ETB as regards the measures that they wish to bring to the attention of the department.
And that was the Minister for Education responding to Deputy Thomas Pringle in the Dáil last evening. Looking at the weather forecast, tonight and this evening we'll see clear spells and a good deal of dry weather. Scattered showers will feed in from the north as the night goes on. It'll stay cold with lowest overnight temperatures 0 to plus 4 degrees Celsius generally in moderate to fresh northerly winds. A largely dry and bright start to tomorrow with just isolated showers and sunny intervals, turning cloudier through the afternoon with more frequent showers developing tomorrow evening. Highest temperatures 5 or 6 degrees Celsius in light to moderate northwesterly winds. Main stories in brief this evening. The Deputy Chief Medical Officer Ronan Lynn says schools are not as safe now as they were a number of months ago. New figures show 16,500 children have tested positive for COVID-19 in the past 2 weeks. 24 clusters were identified in schools last week compared to 16 the week before. Meanwhile, Paul Reid, the head of the HSE, has told an Oireachtas committee the entire health system is under very severe pressure. He said they will be using private hospitals to ease the pressure. 1,931 new cases of COVID-19 confirmed today in Northern Ireland. Meanwhile, the government has been defending the handling of PCR testing amid a shortage of supply. Donegal, one of just four centres across the country that have availability tomorrow. And it's too early to tell if the positivity rate is stabilising, according to an immunovirologist. We're back with news again at 6. Until then, from the news team, good evening. The obituary notices for this Wednesday evening, the 24th of November. The death has taken place of Kay McGee, Ballyar, Rimelton. Her remains are reposing at her home, which is private to family only, please. Funeral Mass on Friday morning at 11 in St. Angus's Church, Burt, with burial afterwards in Burt Cemetery. Funeral Mass can be viewed live on churchservices.tv. Family flowers only, please. Donations, if desired, to the Donegal Hospice, care of Patrick Sweeney, Funeral Director. The death has taken place of Mary T. Coyle, 30, Dr. McGinley Road, Letterkenny. Her remains are reposing at her late residence. Funeral from there on Friday to St. Union's Cathedral for Requiem Mass at 11 o'clock, followed by interment in Umla Old Cemetery, Carrigart. Wake and funeral are private to family and friends, please. The death has taken place of Bridget McColgan, Buchan, Kuldaff. Bridget's remains will repose at her home from 1 o'clock tomorrow. Bridget's funeral mass will take place on Saturday morning at 11 in St. Mary's Church, Buchan Kuldaff, with burial afterwards in the adjoining graveyard. Funeral mass can be viewed live on kuldaffparish.com. House private to family and close friends, please. The death has taken place of William Crawford, Ballycirrin, Kilmacrennan. His remains will repose at his home from 8 o'clock this evening. Funeral service on Friday afternoon at 1 in Letcher Presbyterian Church, Kilmacrennan, with burial afterwards in the adjoining graveyard. Funeral service can be viewed live on Patrick Sweeney, Funeral Director's Facebook page. Family flowers only, please. Donations, if desired, to St. Joseph's Community Hospital Patients Comfort Fund, care of any family member. The death has taken place of Elizabeth Lizzie McConnell, née McEnany, 7 Columban Terrace, Strabane, and formerly of Corramore, Crana. Funeral from her home on Friday morning at 20 past 9 for Requiem Mass in St Mary's Church, Melmount, at 10 o'clock. Interment afterwards in the adjoining cemetery. Donations in lieu of flowers, please, to St Vincent de Paul, care of Quigley Funeral Directors. The Requiem Mass can be viewed live via the parish webcam. House private to family, neighbours and close friends only, please. The death has occurred of Seamus Green, Lochinure, Dunloe. His remains will repose at Midland's funeral home from 6 p.m. to 9 p.m. this evening, with rosary at 8. viewing tomorrow Thursday from 2 to 6, with removal at 6 to his late residence. House strictly private, please, at the request of the family. Funeral mass on Friday at 12 noon in Star of the Sea Church, and agree with interment afterwards in the adjoining cemetery. The death has taken place of John McDade, Altahalla, Clonmany. His remains will repose at his home from this evening, viewing tomorrow from 4 to 6 for family, neighbours and close friends, with the remainder of the time strictly private, please. Funeral from there on Friday morning at 20 past 10 to St Mary's Church, Clonmany, for 11 o'clock Requiem Mass, with burial afterwards in the new cemetery. Funeral Mass can be viewed live on churchservices.tv. The death has taken place of Kevin Quinn, Melanty Boyle, Glenties. Kevin's remains will repose at the family home this evening until 10 p.m. Funeral Mass tomorrow at 12 noon in St Connell's Church, Glenties, with interment afterwards in the local cemetery. House private, please, on the morning of the funeral to family, close friends and neighbours. Funeral Mass can be viewed live on churchservices.tv. The death has taken place of Charles Boyce, Boots, Pound Street, Remelton. His remains will repose at his home from 6 o'clock this evening, with the house private to family only, please. Funeral Mass on Friday morning at 11 in St Mary's Church, Remelton, with burial afterwards in the adjoining cemetery. Rosary today and tomorrow at 9 p.m. Funeral Mass and Rosary can be viewed on churchservices.tv. And the death has taken place of David D. Smackey of Drumochra House, Cavan and Letterkenny. David will repose at his home to 8 p.m. this evening. Removal from there tomorrow afternoon at 12:30 to the Cathedral of St. Patrick and Phelim, Cavan, for funeral mass at 1 o'clock, with burial afterwards in St. Bridget's Cemetery, Killigarry. Funeral mass can be viewed live on the cathedral webcam. Family flowers only, please. Donations in lieu if desired to the Irish Cancer Society. For more details, including any family health guidelines for wakes and funerals, please go to highlandradio.com.